Wait, hold up. What's up, guys? My name is Wyatt Reed, and this is the Seller Finance Deals Podcast. And today I'm very excited to be able to interview one of my friends, Brent Bowers, who is the land shark. He teaches how to do anything and everything with land, flip, seller finance, rent, anything and everything. One of my favorite topics. So grab a pad and a pen, get ready, and let's get into it. How are you, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm excited to talk to the man, the seller finance king.
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on. Real quick, before we get into it, just give us like your 30-second. Who are you and what do you do?
Man, I'm a Christ follower. I'm a husband. I'm a father of three. I'm a business owner. I'm a passive income land investor. I used to be in the military before, and I needed a change. I was gone all the time. I wasn't making much money. Wasn't making ends meet. Unhappy. You know, fat and late. I'm just kidding. I wasn't fat, lazy, but you know, life needed to change. And I took up land investing. And I made a lot of mistakes. And I paid a ton of money in mistakes and cost and coaching. But here I am today, living off a lot of the passive income, doing land deals, and teaching people how to do land deals as well, which is really fun.
Yeah, man, 100%. And I don't like the superhero story always, like diving too deep into it, but I do like people to know, like, we're just normal everyday people. I worked at a factory. You were in the military. Like, we're just normal dudes. If we can do it, surely to God, everybody else can do it. Right?
Oh, dang right. And you know why I was in the Army? Because I couldn't get in the Air Force. They wouldn't let me in. So, you know.
I love it. I love it. Well, hey, man, look, you are the land shark, and we want to talk about land. So why is land so much better than houses or anything? Or is that even a thing?
Like, you know, I think it's better. I've done a lot of houses. I have a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and effort in houses. And, you know, some of them I still own. Some of them I'm glad I don't own. You know, land, for me, it's like a cash cow that everyone's passing by, you know, and I was one of those people for a while. I would drive right past it, wouldn't even pay attention to it because there was no house on it to flip, no house to wholesale, no house to renovate and rent out, or no storage facility, no mobile home, none of that. And this is why it's the best, because, and personally, I know you're in houses. We were looking at a land deal. Maybe one day we'll do it together, but, you know, I think it's the best because it's virtually no competition. You know, it's one of the number one cash cows that everyone's passing by every single day because they don't see a way to make money with it. But here's how I make money with it. I get it from people that no longer want it at massive discounts. Sometimes it's not even a massive discount. We just do a creative finance deal like you're so good at, Wyatt, to where the seller finances me at like 0% interest, and I turn around and pop 12% interest on it and sell it to a buyer that wants to make payments. Because what do Americans love? How much is it going to cost each month?
Yep, that's it. That's it. Yeah, I love that, man. Because the fact is that you can do anything with land, really, that you're doing with single families or with any type of houses. You can flip it. You can wholesale it. You can seller finance it. You can rent it. I mean, one of my easiest and most profitable wholesale deals was a land deal that we done, two lots in Smyrna, Tennessee. And I think we ended up making $30,000-$35,000 off of it.
Yeah. Why didn't you talk about that on the Wholesaling Podcast when I just had you on?
Sorry, man. Yeah. I love the land. And the one that we were looking at was a great deal. The dude just ended up completely ghosting me. And when somebody ghosts you, guys, just for anybody listening, don't just like leave that person and be done with them. Like, download Google Voice, start another phone number and call them from a different phone number. Have somebody else call them, you know, have a friend or a partner call them, like get that thing taken care of. But this dude, he went completely ghost on us. So can you take us through one of your land deals that you sell or finance and tell us kind of how the difference
is? Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that you hit on that other number, that text. We had this on the Landshark support call yesterday. A guy was like, man, I got ghosted. I was going to make like 20 grand on this deal. He signed the purchase agreement. I can't get a hold of him. I said, how did you get the purchase agreement back? He said, via mail. I was like, well, send him another letter. Like, obviously he likes to communicate that way, like your pen pals or something. You know, you keep that communication style. I was like, have you ever spoke to him on the phone? He said, no. I was like, well, then why are you trying to now? I'll tell you what, I'm not against hiring a private detective to find people sometimes, because, I mean, what do you pay a private detective? A few hundred dollars. I paid up to $600 on one. But, you know, if it's going to make you $60,000 plus, it's a great return on investment. So, all right, let's break down a seller finance deal. So let me just say, I want to say I didn't start here. Maybe we could talk about one that I started with, because, like, I assume everyone's kind of getting started somewhere. And then I'll fast forward to that and then do a seller financing deal, because I totally did not start here. But I don't like, yeah. Let's start from the beginning, I guess. So one of the first land deals I did, I mailed a postcard. And if anybody wants a copy of this postcard, just go to thelandsharks.com/postcard. It'll send you an email basically with the postcard. And if it doesn't work, send me an email and just yell at me and I'll return the email, I promise. Anyhow, so I send the postcard. It says, hey, my name is Brent. I'd like to buy your land at 123 Main Street or El Paso County, Colorado. That's where I started. I was stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado then. Still in the military. So I sent these out to what's called the county held tax lien list. This is land so inefficient, not buildable, not accessible, and no one wanted it. So I mailed this list and I didn't know what I was doing, but my phone blew up. But it was a very small list. It was like 680. But out of that, I did two deals right off the bat. I think I did a total of like five deals on that one small list, which was nuts. The first one I bought was $285. Sweet gentleman, nice guy, retired CPA, didn't want the land. He's like, whatever, just take it. The $285 was actually the back taxes.
Yep.
So he didn't care about it. A CPA has a hard time owing taxes on something. So I didn't know what it was worth. I had no clue. Had no clue how to figure out how to comp this land, how to price it. So I just started calling real estate agents in the area. And guess what? The first one that I called, this is God just dropping a blessing on me when I needed it the most, because I didn't have the $285 to buy the land, believe it or not, in 2016. I was a second lieutenant, had a baby, was married. Boy, life is expensive sometimes. Right. So I didn't have the $285. So I was asking, like, what's the blowout price? How can I sell this land? What's it worth? And I'm asking the realtor this. I was like, I want you to list it. If I buy it, I'm in the process of buying it. And this realtor's like, I'm not listening to I'm not listening to the small $285 land deal for you. But she said, maybe it's worth $10,000, I believe. You know, this is speculation. And then she dropped a bomb on me. She's like, what if I just bought it from you? And I was like, she saw an opportunity. She was a shark is what she was. Mm-hmm. She's like, what if I just bought it from you? I was like, okay, what are you offering? She offered me $5,000 on the phone. I said, when can you close? I'm talking to her on a Saturday morning, by the way. She said, next Wednesday. I said, you got a deal, honey. So I went and paid the guy $285 with a check. He gave me a quick claim deed at the coffee shop. I didn't do any title searches. I was an idiot. I didn't check on anything. Thank God it worked out. Again, God's blessing. But I paid him the $285, brought the quit claim deed to the title company. And the next day, Wednesday, I picked up a $5,000 certified check. And I was like, this can't happen. This can't be real. Like, I didn't make $5,000 in a month working for the military. I just got a $5,000 check. Like, okay, what was that? $4,800 was profit. $4,700 was profit. So that was the first deal. And I just kept doing those over and over and over and over. And then I started seller financing them because
I think something important real quick is that you done all that with the baby, with a job, a 9-to-5. Like, one of the most asked questions that I get when I'm doing discovery calls with people who are looking to join our community is, well, can I do this, you know, with a full-time job? I've got this going, that going. I'm like, guys, I've got a Waffle House manager who works more than 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. He's also a full-time student, and he's fixing to quit his job, and he already has quit his job by the time this comes out. And like, if he can do it, if I can do it, if you can do it, I've done it with a full-time job and a baby and everything too. It's just about making that a priority for you. You know, you get what you put into it. That's
make
thing.
It part of your marketing. Put that baby on a postcard and send that postcard out. You know,
yeah, pay that baby too.
yeah, exactly. Pay that baby. We pay $12,000 a year per child. that's a whole nother podcast, by the way. But you know, that's funny that you say that. I wish I had a 9-to-5 at that time. I had more like a 6 a.m. to about a 7 p.m. So that's a 13-hour a day job. Plus, I was training for a my third combat deployment, we were in the field. So here's the thing. I would send out all these postcards and then we get an order to go to the field. The field, what basically we leave everything behind. We go out there and do battlefield simulations, no cell phones allowed, none of that crap. So I would literally have a heart attack because I would send out all these letters and I would go in debt on Amex and Chase and Capital. I had all these credit cards back then. Mm-hmm. I'd max them out sending letters because I was like, I got to do it somehow. I got to somehow or another replace my income so I can get out of the military and stop being away from home. I want to see my kid, you know, right, type thing. So that forced me, another challenge was to find an intake manager / acquisition manager. So I hired Jen Way, April 2016. You know, she came on and I didn't know how to pay her. I was like, hey, what if I paid you, 10% of everything we make? And she was happy, 100% commission. She was a killer, you know, like we found, and she was with me up until about 6 months ago. And now she's teaching people how to sell. So It's amazing. So let's talk about this first seller finance deal I did. Same list. I found the land deal. This time it was not accessible. It was landlocked. And I was like, well, heck, I can get to it. So I trespassed through state land, the state park. So this land backed up to a state park. That was like its best attribute. Went and took photos. There was turkeys and deer. It was just south of NORAD, by the way, in Colorado Springs. So I took photos of it, went home immediately, put it on Craigslist and said, I need $500 down and $400 a month. Total sales price, $5,000. I just bought it for $500, by the way. And the lady that sold it to me, her husband was a stock trader. And she's like, I don't know what you want with this godforsaken land, but my husband bought it many years ago. He passed away. It's yours. So she literally gave me a quitclaim deed right on the front porch. Like, I wasn't running title searches or anything. Now, I never buy without title insurance now. And I'm not doing $500 deals anymore, but we all start from somewhere. So kid you not, the next day I had a mechanic come to my house and give me $500 down. He lived in Colorado Springs. And he paid me $400 a month every month, and he paid several months in advance. Well, then again, like I just like that deal you were talking about on the Wholesaling Inc. podcast earlier, where I interviewed you, was you got your money out of the deal plus some.
Yeah.
And then I just kept doing them and doing them. And then just the other day, I did a deal where we bought the land for $150,000. And this is in Daytona Beach, Florida, because now I'm in Florida, so I'm trying to do more Florida deals. Bought it for $150,000, found it with what I call a land offer letter, blind offer. So I send out offers now that literally offers the amount I'll pay for the land, and they sign it and send it back. I don't even have to talk to these sellers anymore. It's amazing. I get deals in my inbox, and I listed with my realtor, a land sales specialist realtor. That's key here. And we sold it for $225,000. So I paid $150,000. I had $150,000 into it. I did use some lender money, and I used about $89,000 of my own cash on that one. So I've got some money sitting in that land deal. Mm-hmm. Not all of them. I can't afford to do that on all of them. I have tons of private lenders too that will lend me money. And if anybody wants to lend money on land deals, we buy them at less than 60 cents on the dollar. So, and we secure it with real estate first position. We insure it. And that allows me to do more land deals. And do them with other people, regular people. I don't like to work with the banks. I just want to be the bank. I don't want to work with the bank. 100%. So that one, we got $25,000 down. So now I have a $200,000 mortgage owed to me for the next 30 years at 12% interest. So I collect a little, almost $2,000 a month on this land deal. My payment to my private lender is $600 a month. So I'm keeping, what's that? $1,200 a month? No. Yeah. What's the math on that? Let me pull out a calculator. Public math makes me nervous. Math. So $2,000 minus $600. And everyone's like, Brett, you idiot. It's $1,400 a month. $1,400 a month. Yes. Like I'm in the Army. I was in the Army. I couldn't join the Air Force. Wasn't smart enough. Can't do public math. But I make $1,400 a month for the next 30 years. Net profit. Oh, by the way, that private lender is going to be paid off in like 6 years. So then I'll keep the whole $2,000. I mean, you could do the math on that. I don't have a mortgage calculator in front of me, but I know I'm going to make over $100,000 net profit on a land deal. And it's just, it's crazy. Like, I can't believe that I've been so blessed to do this. And it's just like, I didn't create any of this. I just ripped off and duplicated smart people in the real estate industry. I did a few deals, made a bunch of mistakes. Then I started hiring coaches and going to real estate seminars. And I mean, it's, it all started with that why of I want to get out of the military.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it evolves over time. And I think for people like you and I who have the same values, principles, and morals, it goes to, well, why do you need to keep doing this? And it's like, because we enjoy doing it, number one, but we want to be able to give back. We want to be able to help support people. We want to teach people. But giving is like the most important thing. That's why it keeps pushing me after I've quit my job and I've got a life that I love. Like, what else is there after that? It's giving back. And that's our purpose, right? So real quick, we don't have much time left. I know you got a hard stop. So let me ask you just a couple of questions. You said you said something about a postcard earlier. How do you get most of your deals now?
Yeah, I go and I find where the land's in demand, where it's selling, where other parcels of land are selling, and then I deep dive that neighborhood, that community, that area on Redfin. I use a free source, Redfin. Everyone's got access to that. I'm not a real estate agent. I don't have any licenses. I do have a driver's license, actually. And I go in and I figure out what the land's selling for, and I send out what I call land offer letters. These are what we call blind offers in the land industry. But I say, why, Reed, I'll pay you $38,000 for that 5 acres of land that you have in Alabama. Sign and send it back if you agree. And that's the purchase agreement. If anybody wants to copy that, go to thelandsharks.com/LOL as a land offer letter.
That's awesome. I love it. So you can go to these sites like Redfin and Zillow and things like that, and you can essentially scroll out and go to different cities, and you can filter for just land, right? And then you can start to see clusters of, okay, well, there's a lot of land selling right here, or there's land selling over here. And that's how you identify the market, and then you start researching it and then send the letter, right? That's awesome, man. What is one book that you can recommend for everybody?
Right now I'm reading Atomic Habits and I love it. That is for anybody getting started in this business. Read Atomic Habits. I mean, the first 20 pages are going to blow your mind, and it's nothing earth shattering. It's just things that we need to know when we're starting a new venture or any venture or, like, I mean, I'm loving it, loving the book right now.
Love it. I love that. That's a great book. So what's your morning routine?
Oh man, I've been out of it lately. I'll tell you, since 2015, my morning routine up until just recently has been just wake up, chug a glass of water. I got that from the Miracle Morning. Chug a glass of water, turn on the coffee pot, read a little bit in the Bible, then read, like fill my mind too with a book, Richest Man in Babylon, whatever I'm learning. And so Bible, book, and then that's usually like 30 minutes or so. I don't take a ton of time. And then I get a task off the plate, like, okay, today I'm going to go into a new market, or today I'm going to do this, or today I'm going to do that. And that was my morning routine when I had a crazy job with 3 kids. Lately I've been getting a little lazy. My morning routine lately, the kids have been jumping in bed with me. We've been snuggling because I'm a little out of that season of hustle that we talk about. I've been in a season of hustle for many, many years, and I'm just taking it a little easy right now. So now my morning routine is I get up with the kids, have some coffee, we have breakfast together. And then I go to the gym for about an hour, hour and a half after the kids go to school. And then I come home and have breakfast with my wife. That's my morning routine now.
That's very, very close to mine. I'm in the same thing. And I think that's a great point, is hustle is a season. So I just want to thank you real quick, man, for coming on. Thank you so much. How can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, the easiest way is, if you're looking to do some land deals, you want to learn land investing, recreate what I've shown how to do. I get my entire land playbook. We don't leave anything out. Go to thelandsharks.com and schedule a call if you want to talk to me. I will be actually returning that call. Or if you want to just like find out more about it, go to my YouTube channel, Brent Bowers, or my TikTok, Brent L. Bowers. Any of those handles is Brent.
Hey guys, if you got anything out of this podcast, man, I hope that you will come back, you'll listen, you'll subscribe to it. And so if you're interested in learning how to do the things that we do, reach out to us. Let's have a conversation. Thanks. Have a great rest of the day.